fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, the sky, not a lot else. How's it going?
I'm just trying to fill my heart with joy and my thoughts with longing for betterment.
Love nice. That for you.
Yeah, thank you.
How has that brought us onto the topic of beards today? Unrelated, I mean, maybe.
Sometimes there's like some kind of topical event that happens and I'm like, oh, I could talk about this. Sometimes someone suggests something. Sometimes I essentially throw a dart at a board.
Let me guess which category this one fell
this
in.
This one, yeah. Well, I mean, or it's more like I spend a lot of time being a nerd and then sometimes I see something and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. We could talk about that. And then I could talk about other related things.
And so that's how we got to beards.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about beards. And I think we're going to start by talking about a couple of hidden beards in the English language.
Okay.
So bizarre.
Bizarre.
Is a word that it's from a Basque word, bizarre, for beard.
We are talking about facial hair, yes? Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking
just
about facial
checking hair. Checking there wasn't a secret.
I will be clear when we're not talking about facial
okay,
hair.
Okay, cool.
Apart from at one point where I'm just going to wink and say we can't talk about it on the radio.
Okay.
Because apparently Spanish soldiers, they come to the like Basque provinces in the Pyrenees and they're all like, you guys look crazy. because they all have beards.
Oh, you're so bizarre. Is that no?
Yeah, pretty
oh,
much.
Okay. So bizarre meant bizarre before it meant beard and then it meant
no,
beard?
No, it meant beard, but all these weirdos with beards showed up and they were like, oh, you're a bit of a beard, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
there
like,
we go. How bizarre indeed.
It's like how an anorak is a coat, but if you're like an English person in the early 1990s, you can call someone an anorak and it means they're a nerd.
Got you. Yeah. I am following now. That was.
I was about to say you can, and then I was like, this is because I've watched too much Lee and Heron comedy. okay, so also barbs.
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 Like barbed.
Like
some. Oh, ow! What the?
Like barbs.
For context, Amelia just poked Zoe very hard.
It wasn't hard.
Don't HR us, please.
So.
Are you all right there, Zoe?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
As you could just possibly figure out, the Latin word for beard is barbus.
Barbus, yep.
Yep, which is like where barber comes from, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a second, just because I want to talk about the pole. Oh, we don't need to talk about that, maybe. but, so, you know the parts of an arrow, right?
Yes.
You know, there's the fletching.
Is that the bit at the bottom?
That's the little fins at the bottom.
That makes it fly?
That makes it go straight, essentially.
Oh, okay, yep.
So those used to be feathers, and they used to be referred to as the beard.
Oh, the beard of the arrow.
Yes. So it was the barb. And so by kind of like synecdoche, so like...
What does that mean?
It means like using an aspect of something to refer to the whole thing.
Nice, thank
so
you.
So it's like when people talk about Wellington as Pōneke, because like that's the harbour.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you know what we're talking about.
But you know what we're talking about.
City, yeah.
It's like a fun linguistic technique.
Gotcha.
Synecdoche. So by synecdoche, barbs become like pricks, essentially. Yeah. And so that's what happens.
Okay,
when something
is
barbed, it's essentially bearded. So barbed wire is bearded wire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so interesting.
Via arrows. Yeah, totally. And so
bearded wire.
Yeah, and so that's also where we get barber from. And barbers kind of did a lot of different things over the years. Henry VIII stopped them from doing a lot of things. He said, oh, you can only do hair cutting, dentistry and bloodletting now.
Wait, hang on a second. At what point were they doing more than that? There was two more jobs.
Oh, they used to do surgery.
What?
Yeah. And so that's why this is not about words, but I kind of just wanted to talk about it because it's fun. The barber pole, the stripes on it.
Oh, yeah.
So the red is blood.
Oh, whoa.
And the blue and the white is skin, and the blue is the ribbon that they tie up your arm when they're cutting, when they're doing the bloodletting.
Is that real?
Yeah, so it's a representation of bloodletting. So that's like...
come here, get your blood let.
Yeah, so you have a nice horseshoe outside of a blacksmith. You have a representation of you getting all the blood sucked out of you, so you lose the kind of the evils within you.
Yeah, I was going to say, why did they?
I don't think you can bleed black bile.
I don't think black bile's a real thing in the first place, is it? Or is it? Well, we're pivoting too far here.
Back to beards.
I mean,
beards.
Have you not felt the melancholy? Anyway, sorry. moving on. Weirdly, the word beard is, and this is arguable.
Okay.
People have argued about this, is not related to barbus. So it comes from Old Germanic.
Okay, so barb and beard, not the same.
Barber and beard, weirdly not related words.
So it comes from Old Germanic.
Yeah, so like Bart. And so in Dutch it's Bert. And in Frisian it's beard. Yeah.
And in English it's beard.
And yeah, someone's texted in to say, and of course barb is French for beard.
Yeah, there we go.
French usually sticks a bit closer to the Latin than English. We got all those Dutch people coming
just,
in.
Yes.
Funking it up in the middle there.
and the rest. Did you know that beard is a verb?
No.
Yeah.
In what way? Use it in a sentence, Amelia. Is this the bit where you're about to
before
wink?
Before when I poked Zoe on the arm, I was bearding her.
Oh.
It means to confront boldly and directly.
All right.
And it comes from a Middle English. There's like a series of Middle English phrases. Like it's kind of like understood that when you're like up in someone's beard. So when you're rinnin' in beard or reprovin' in the beard,
what?
you're like, you're essentially like getting up in someone's beard. So you're like getting in their face.
Getting all up in their grill.
Yeah, so if you beard someone, you're like going right up in their face and you're like, what, Zoe?
Oh.
Zoe's like, I'm not ready for a fight at 9:45.
Diffuse.
Yeah, so beard... No, we can't talk about that. In the 1600s, it meant something else. Wink. We can't talk about that on the radio.
Google it.
Although we've got phrase, a man much given to wenching. So you can look that up yourself.
Okay.
I guess that's interesting.
But I thought, so that's kind of all the like proper interesting stuff. And then I thought at the end we could kind of talk about the fun different names of kinds of beards.
Go on then, what's the fun? I mean, someone's texted in a text which I believe is related to the winking kind of beard, so I'm not going to read it out, but thanks, I appreciate you. So cheers for that one there. Tell us about some weird names for beards there, Amelia.
So I think if you're powerful enough in the historical imagination, you get a beard or a moustache named after you.
Oh.
Cool.
So
what do you got to do to...
Mexican revolutionary Emiliano Zapata has a big... It's very long out the sides moustache. Very good. Balbo, who's an Italian fascist.
God.
Yeah, he's got a kind of like... Imagine like the worst New York folk singer beard that you can imagine. It's kind of like a Van Dyke if Van Dyke just didn't care about himself.
Oh no.
Van Dyke, of course, has a beard named after himself. He's kind of the oldest guy around
in
the beard naming game. And I think that's what happens when you do a lot of self-portraits, is that you get ahead of the beard game. And so, of course, the Van Dyke is where you have the big long moustache out the sides and then just shooting down.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Sort of a jazz kind of a look. If you have a Van Dyke, you could be a jazz-o. You know?
Very, very jazz. And there is one, and I would love it if the listeners could let me know. So a Shenandoah is kind of like what Lincoln has, where it's like a full beard with no moustache. Usually you call it a Shenandoah when it's a bit longer, but I can't find out why it's called that.
Ooh, okay, that's a challenge for everybody. If you know why,
because there's like a river or something in America called the Shenandoah, but I don't know what that has to do with this popular Amish beard.
It is very Amish, eh?
Do we know about sideburns?
No, we don't. I know what they are. Yeah.
Do you know where the name comes from?
I just assumed it was something to do with it being on the side of your face, and I'd never really thought about it beyond that.
Well, you've gone wrong there, right?
Oh no!
So
there's a first.
Throw your mind like, ooh, we're going back to the American Civil War. So on the Union side, the side of the United States, there is old mate. His name is General Ambrose Burnside.
Oh.
And he has big old mutton chops.
Got you.
Massive. And so everyone starts saying, "Oh, look at you. You're a veritable Burnside. Look at your Burnsides."
Aha.
And then eventually people thought that sounds really weird because they're on the side. And so it just kind of like, oh, it just switched.
And became sideburns.
Yeah. I think because awesome. They are on the side of the face. So I was actually kind of misleading you a bit when I said you were wrong, because you're a little bit right.
Well, thank you. I'd like to have a small redemption.
But you gotta play the narrative game.
I'm here for the narrative. Yeah. I've enjoyed this facial hair discussion this morning.
Someone texted in saying the Amish beard thing is a pacifist statement, a moustache being considered militaristic.
Oh, thanks, Rowan, for that.
Thank you, Rowan. Excellent text in there. Still don't know how it got Shenandoah attached to it. Was that a pacifist thing too? Maybe. We'll find out.
We'll never know.
Tell you what, we'll keep investigating. We'll come back to you next week with this.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks for that one, Amelia Discreet.
Hey, my pleasure.
I've thoroughly enjoyed the facial hair.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.